et bienvenue dans Melting Pot, une émission sur le fil, la web radio du cours maintenant. Aujourd'hui, un nouvel épisode sur les effets des jeux vidéo. Des élèves de Terminal 3 de Madame Corée nous expliquent en quoi le gaming peut être un outil éducatif.
Welcome in our radio show, The Gaming Time. Today we'll be talking of video games and education. In fact, in our society, people are more and more often on their phone, and especially teenagers who are used to spend around 3 hours a day playing video games. Nevertheless, those games are a distraction that can keep children and teens away from their success at school. Indeed, this distraction has shown strong inconvenience in school achievements. Thus, in this interview, we will wonder how can gaming be an educational tool. Let's welcome our first guest, Professor Huet. Hello, nice to meet you. That's such an honor to welcome you here. We are curious to know your opinion on video games in school programs, so that's why I'm going to ask you the following question. What are the positive points of gaming as an educational tool?
As a teacher, video games represent an important educational tool. At first, because video games have a lot of benefits, socially speaking, it creates good relationships and bonds by a rich teamwork and a growing team spirit, which can be enriched in real life and create a true friendship. A lot of students are shy, isolated, and not self-confident, so gaming can be a good meaning to express themselves by developing a lot of suitable skills. Here, I insist on capacity of reflection. By trying to find a solution to a problem, students move forward on their own. Furthermore, it's a true inclusive world as everyone can play it. Nowadays, a lot of girls play video games, which contributes to breaking the glass ceiling of sexism. By the way, all notions learned by playing video games can be reused in real life. As we live in a digital society, knowing how to use technology, being able to reflect, finding a solution on their own is a positive point for students' future working life. By the way, by playing video games, students develop skills such as improving problem-solving skills and logic, a greater multitasking ability, a better eyesight and more attention to details, and finally, it is a very good way to develop a capacity of imagination and to escape real life. It allows students to reduce stress of everyday life.
Thank you. This is really interesting because sometimes we forget how good video game can be by bonding people together and boosting self-confidence. But as you said, this is not the only thing that video games provide. There are also ways to increase our abilities in problem solving and to reduce gender gap. However, as we said earlier, gaming can also represent a danger for teenagers' health. Hello, Dr. Kiger. Tell me, what are the negative points of gaming on our health?
Indeed, as Professor Huet told us, the introduction of a gaming learning model at university can have positive points, whether it be on a social level, in communication, bonding, team spirit, inclusion, or even for the future of the students. But unfortunately, all this is accompanied by many negative points. Video games can be addictive and can lead to isolation. Moreover, video games can reinforce isolation as they do not encourage the player to interact with the outside world. Gamers often don't realize this because by being online, they can chat with people from all over the world while playing video games, even if they are playing in teams. But this isolation is not good for your health and can cause mental as well as physical problems. Although video games optimize the eye coordination of the players, even if the students stay behind a screen, this type of activity tires the brain. This will lead to a lack of concentration on the part of the students and will be detrimental to their education. In order to limit these effects, it will be necessary to ensure that when students go home, they do not return to their computers or consoles to play video games. This will be far too complicated to monitor. If they did, it would mean that the university was in some way contributing to their addiction. So, I don't see any real benefit for the students, and I'm not sure that this project is a good initiative.
A big thank you. Thanks to you, we have been able to clearly identify the dangerousness of gaming on our health. In fact, video games are addictive and can lead to isolation and so to mental and also physical disorders. Let's now listen to a testimony of Mr. Frison on the impact of gaming in his daily life. Welcome in our show. We are curious to learn more about your story. Therefore, I'm going to ask you this question. How did gaming change your school experience?
Hello, everyone. Could almost say that gaming saved my schooling. First, thanks to gaming, I was able to acquire the new skills which were useful for my schooling and my personal development. Gaming allowed me to develop my team spirit for group work or to cooperation and mutual aid games. Then they also allowed me to increase my self-esteem and my self-confidence. Moreover, thanks to the team games, I learned to communicate with foreigners. Thanks to this, I learned to understand and speak foreign language like English and Spanish. Better, my language skill have increased considerably. Moreover, it's also developed in me the ability to accept failures and learn from my mistakes and to persevere despite this failure. Thanks to the gaming, I have developed a working method that corresponds to me more than the one provided by the school system. In second time, despite all that gaming has not only positive point, but it's also developed in me an addiction to online games and competition in a competitive game, or when I feel not well, the only way to relax and think about something else and take refuge in games. Since gaming has entered my life, I slept more lightly and I sleep less. Finally, the gaming have saved my schooling, but it's also create an addiction and sleep disorders. So I don't recommend gaming to everyone because it may have worked for me, but it may not work for someone else.
This is brilliant. We couldn't imagine that gaming could have such a good impact on a student life. However, as you said, you still have to struggle with addiction and a lack of sleep, which means that even though gaming helped you in your school life, it has also affected your health. This is why we can wonder if we could strike a balance between health, school, and gaming. And that's what our following guest, Mrs. Griswold, is going to present us. So could you tell us how can we conciliate gaming and health?
Indeed, it is very important to conciliate gaming and health. Aside from being entertaining and a fun pastime, gaming can provide a way for people to interact with each other. However, gaming can cause many health problems, as discussed earlier by Dr. Kiger. So, it became important to know how to play video games without abusing them so as not to impact health. First, they should reduce the amount of time they pass playing games. For example, they could set up game times and respect them in order to manage their time spent playing games and avoid possible addiction. Moreover, they will be more aware of the time spent playing video games. Another very simple solution too would be to practice another activity and even diversify them over time. This will be good for their health because it will allow them to move, go out, practice sports, and therefore exercise, which video games do not necessarily allow. In addition, it will not completely prevent them from playing video games, so it could be beneficial. Let's take a simple example. If the person is bored and has nothing to do, he will obviously play video games and will not detach himself from them, which will be bad for his health. However, if this person practices other activities, then they can have fun other than in front of a screen. This will prevent the person from staying too much in front of video games.
Exactly. As Mrs. Griswell said, children and teenagers ought to reduce the time they pass playing video games by, for instance, creating a schedule in which hours of gaming are clearly defined in order to visualize how much time they spend playing games so as to conciliate gaming and health. In conclusion, gaming can provide such good effects on children at school by, for instance, boosting their confidence, developing their logic and a team spirit, but they ought to be well used in order to prevent children and teenagers from isolation and addiction. Thank you for listening and see you soon in the next radio show.
Merci de nous avoir écoutés et à bientôt sur Le Fil, la web radio du cours maintenant.